General contractor Griffin Campbell will serve 15 to 30 years in prison for his role in 2013's deadly Center City building collapse. WHYY's Aaron Moselle was at today's emotional sentencing hearing.
A jury found Campbell guilty of involuntary manslaughter and aggravated assault because his demolition project turned deadly when a three-story wall fell, crushing the Salvation Army thrift store at 22nd and Market Streets. Assistant District Attorney Jennifer Selber says Campbell made a series of reckless decisions that ultimately killed six people.
The choice to gut the Hoagie City building from the inside out in order to salvage it was probably his most crucial error. And then once he destabilized the building, he refused to pay for a high lift to take it down safely from top to bottom. And ultimately, he chose to then use mechanical demolition to take down the unstable building.
Campbell's attorney, Bill Hobson, called his client's sentence excessive. He maintains Campbell is a scapegoat, paying the price while those who hired him get off scot-free. He says Campbell did his best to demolish the building safely.
You're talking about a guy who spent 12, 14 years running a food truck with his wife. He only took at most four buildings down before this.
Sean Benscop, an excavator operator working for Campbell, pleaded guilty to the same charges his boss was convicted of. But Benscop will serve half the time, 7.5 to 15 years. His lawyer, Bill Davis, says Benscop thinks the sentence was fair.
He took responsibility for his part. Truthfully, he had done that from the very beginning. When questioned, he answered honestly on the day of the incident, all the way through to the day of trial.
Lawsuits filed by survivors and family of those killed have been consolidated into one case, slated to begin in September. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.